Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Hey, what's going on? Saturday night, Grudge Inc. Don't have no music to play at the beginning of the show. I guess someone took it off my list. Playing with the board and is what it is. No use crying over spilt milk. Got a few things to get to tonight. We're going to get to those as they come in. A lot of racing going on this weekend, next weekend. We have a busy month going into the end of the month here, going into August. Some good racing, some good time. So we'll see what we get going on. We grab the phones real quick, 404-7129. What's going on, boss?
What's going on, honey?
What's happening, man? What are you doing?
All right, it's George Boy.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. Trying to make it.
We're spending some money.
Yeah,
that's all right. That should be between us, man.
What did you say?
I said, that's cool. I said, that's just between us.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good buy, wasn't it?
Hey, have you thought much of bringing that car out to California?
Well, my car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to come out there and race it a couple times when I get it done.
No, I mean, are you going to have Chad do anything to it?
Oh, you're talking about twin turbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wait on that. Wait on that. Probably next year, I'll probably do that.
Yeah, I'm getting my stuff together for it right now.
Yeah. No,
I'm only running the single though.
Yeah, I ain't ready for that type of power just yet.
Sure would be nice, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
well yeah, because you want to race that car, man. You put those stickers on, I don't think anyone's even going to touch you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to touch me neither.
Man, that thing's just gonna fly.
Yeah, it's gonna fly with what it's got now. It's gonna fly with what it's got now. Like I said, I ain't riding nothing but a piece of I ain't riding nothing but a beer can. Everybody that sees it says it's like a beer can on wheels.
That's lighter than a beer can. Oh, no. I don't know what beer they're drinking, but this is going to be lighter than a beer can.
You heard from Shake and Bake?
No, not tonight. He'll be stumbling in pretty soon. He might be working on somebody's car, or he might be just be listening with his phone on mute.
Yeah.
But he'll be in a few minutes, man. My guys like to make an appearance, so so that they don't want to be right in at 7 o'clock. They got to have that grandparent show where everybody is talking, and then they come interrupt.
Hey, what kind of track is that you race at out there? Is that an NHRA track?
Bakersfield is. Bakersfield's an old school track, man. That track's been around forever. Fontana, I believe, is too. The track that we're trying to get, though, out here in the harbor, we're not really worried about NHRA or anybody like that, man. We just want a place to go and go racing.
Yeah.
But you know, that was but those other two tracks, they don't hold the NHRA event. But as far as, you know, a sanctioning body, they are.
So do y'all have any outlaw tracks in California?
No, but you know what, though? Bakersfield is starting to open up the door a little bit, and we're trying to get Las Vegas on board. You know, but Las Vegas, you know, they have races out there, NHRA races out there. So it's a fine line with them. They don't want to lose any racing, NHRA, because that's a big event out there. But they're coming around a little slowly. When people are starting to have races out there, they put in the grudge lane so they can get kind of a feel of what it is.
I know the way of the future right now is everybody's racing these street cars with no cages, so.
Well, yeah, and because out here in California, that's just what we do on the street. A lot of these cars out here don't go to the track. So, I mean, they can be set up just like you or me without a cage. They just want their cars as light as can be.
Yeah, and run even faster.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the street cars that are out here are exactly that. They're hitting the pavement that's why we don't have a lot of people calling in on Saturday night, because they're usually getting ready to go racing. Because they hit it every night out here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hit and miss with the police. Try to get on a schedule where they're not on.
I know.
And then the one we raced at in Compton, they went and lifted, the city went and lifted the rubber off the starting line.
Mm. Yeah, you were saying something about that like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, listen, when we were first started on that street, there was no rubber. But you know, it'll get back out there. A lot of the streets that we used to go to out here, they put either, you know, those little speed bumps, you know, if you go over in a lane, they put like big patch in the lane, you know, so you'd run over them during your race. But I think it was, some people, they went out there and they one night just chipped them off. And then we were back racing on that street again. So instead of trying to find a solution for it all, to say, hey, look, the street racing thing out here is huge in L.A. Why don't we find some place for these guys to go? They don't. So they think by doing all this stuff on the street and threatening to impound your cars and all that stuff is going to work. It doesn't. I mean, you know, they get those cars, you know, just, I think it was last week, they got like 29 cars. Now, they impounded 29 cars, and they're going to get crushed. Two out of the 29 cars, one was a Ford Mustang, and I forgot what the other one, but they're two American cars. I think one was a Dodge Charger.
Mm.
Now, here's where the stupidity part comes in. They were racing in a cul-de-sac. So that's one way in and one way out. Shame on them.
That was stupid.
Man, you always have to have an exit plan. They just blocked off the road, called for more police, and
like
took everybody
in.
A
like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, you know, shooting fish in a barrel. They got the cars taken away, and the first thing out of everybody's mouth, we weren't street racing. So they took all those cars away, and now they're going to get, and the rest were all imports. I don't want to knock imports, but that's where a lot of our problems out here on the street is. Now, you have imports out here that are real fast, that race. And then you get the guys that want to do donuts in the intersection. Go hauling ass down one way, turn around and haul back ass the other way. Those are the guys that tear it up for the street races out here. And they just come out of the race, get the race off, and go home. Go back to where we came out. Set something up and hit the street a little later.
Exactly. Lock the money in, get the race going, and get the hell on.
Yeah, and it's rough out here. You know, hey, is street racing a good thing to do? Well, when it's all you have to do? Yeah, I guess so, man. You got to do what you got to do if you want to race. But here's the thing, Georgia boy. Donald Galoff is this guy, honest to God, man. He busted his ass doing what he does. Trying to get this track. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What'd you say?
Trying to get this track where we used to race at Turtle Island. And what it is it used to be a coal dock. The first week we used to race there, it used to be a LAPD training center. And on the weekends, they let us use the straightaway for drag racing. So then the track went away. They had plans for the port, and they were going to build something there. And they built a coal dock. Well, the coal dock got torn down. It's not there anymore. And all that land is there. Now, we can't run a quarter mile anymore because they put the rails and stuff like that in. But now, that land sits there. It's perfect for an eighth mile. It's 2,200 feet, which is more than enough shutdown for an eighth mile. And they give us the runaround on why we can't have it. Well, they don't say we can't have it. They say we'll look into it. It's not that hard to look into. Either clear all the dirt off the land, say okay, or just tell us no. But I think whoever says no will be political suicide for them. They'll enjoy this term, and that's it. So that we got going on out here in L.A. But the street race is never going to start. Even if they gave us a track, you're still going to have some street races. Maybe not a lot to what they have now, but you're still going to have it. What's going on with Miss Supersport? She been knocking people off or what?
No, she testing and tuning right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she testing and tuning. That's a beast what she got, though. I mean, it sound like thunder when she started up.
Oh, she ain't playing, man. She's got people on the hit list ready to find her, man. She sounds like she's ready to burn the bushes down to get them to come running out.
Well, they ain't got hard. She's not hard to find. All they got to do is listen for that thunder and lightning when she started up.
Man, she drives it around all the time, huh?
Every day.
Yeah. That's good. That's a street car,
every
man.
Day. That's a real street car. Everybody at the track. You know, you got these cars with no roll cage and interior, and they all about their street cars, but none of them I see out and about. I mean, you might see her car anywhere. She might be at Walmart, might be at Summit, might be anywhere every day.
Good for her, man. She's getting it done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like to see her get after a couple of those guys she's looking for.
Yeah.
I know I've seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, Hype Man coming real soon with his Cadillac, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How far away is he with that?
Right around the corner. Not that far. You're going to have that thing running real soon. Yeah, I should be up and running by the end of next month.
Now, where are you going to do your test and tuning at?
Well, I sent away for a schedule for Gulfport Dragway down in Mississippi. I'm going to take the car down there a couple times. And down, I like that track down there in Mississippi that they got down there in Gulfport. Then they got a track not too far from me in LaGrange, Georgia. I want to take it there. So I plan on going all around. I told Shake and Bait that I wanted to come up to Detroit and run it a couple times up there, too. So I got to get me a... I found a good enclosed trailer for like $3,000, a 28-foot.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's what I got to find me, man. I got to find me an enclosed.
Yeah, it's a V-nose. It's a V-nose enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the open trailers, but like I said, I want to go out of town, and I'm not too leery about – I'm a little leery about going into these – truck stops and rest stops and leaving my car out there unattended where everybody can see and mess with it, you know, while I'm not watching. So that's why I said I want to enclose.
I drove all the way back to Detroit 40 hours with the open trailer, man.
You said what now?
I drove all the way back to Detroit with an open trailer.
Yeah, I could get a feather-like open trailer pretty reasonable. I like those.
Yeah, those things are expensive, man.
Yeah, you can get one new for down there in Florida for like $42,
$49. Are you serious?
What's that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can get a feather-like for about $42. I seen it on the internet for like $42.95, something like that.
How many?
I can hear you breaking up.
How big?
How many feet?
Yeah.
I think it was like 18 or 20.
Yeah, I need at least a 24 foot.
Yeah. I see a lot of people selling those 20-foot enclosed, but I was told to stay away from those. They're a little too small.
Well, you can just put your car in there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put the cabinets or nothing like that. It'd be a tight fit.
Yeah, that 28, that's a real good deal. I seen it on the internet for $3,000. That was a real good deal. What was that?
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
I don't know why my phone's cutting out right now. I'm getting feedback. There we go. Maybe that's a little better.
Yeah, it was breaking up pretty bad.
No, that's a good deal, man.
Yeah.
Does it have anything on the inside of it?
Cabinets.
Oh, it does have cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
that's
using
steal,
it to race with.
That's a $7,000-$8,000 trailer out here.
Yeah, a lot of people trying to get away with them getting some of those diesel pickup trucks. I want to go back to regular gasoline trucks. I don't know why, but I'm trying to sell off those enclosed trailers. That's why I want a diesel. Especially
if I'm going to
be
truck.
Yeah, especially if I'm going to be going around dragging my car with me.
No, I don't know. I don't believe in that diesel. The only thing I think the diesels are good for, you know, is that torque for the hills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my nephew towed my cousin's truck. We went racing in Arizona. And I was towing with my Excursion, and he had a diesel. And I got 3 miles to a gallon better than him.
Yeah.
And he had an S10 that he was towing, and I was towing my Vega.
Yeah, that's what,
I think
yeah,
those
crazy,
diesels
no?
have that grunt, that bottom end to get going.
Yeah. They don't have
nothing
much
on the highway. I don't know, man. I guess it's whoever, you know, your, you know, what you like better.
Well, they're not big on horsepower. Like, from the factory, they're like 350 horses from the factory, about 600 pounds of torque.
Yeah.
They got a lot of torque.
I was pulling the 24-foot trailer that I was using with my F-150 with a 5.0 in it. I had no problems.
Mm.
You know, once you get going on the highway and you set that cruise control and get all that weight going, it kind of equals out.
Yeah. I know I pulled my car with my F-150. I got an older one, F-150. That's like a 93. And I'm just pulling it around here. And on the takeoff, it's pretty slow. But once I get on the highway, get to moving, like you say, it does all right. When I went to go get the car up there in Tennessee, it had a little problem going up and down them hills in the mountains up there in Tennessee. But other than that, on a flat surface, it do all right.
And how do you like that V-nose?
Well, Shake explained to me what the V-nose does, and I figured it would be a good idea to have that V-nose because it cuts that wind. It don't have that drag like the flat nose does on the front of the enclosed.
Right.
That's probably saving you a little fuel. But you also lose room in the front. I figure you would lose room in the front because it's coming to a V. So,
yeah, and that's the part that, you know, like if I want a 24-foot trailer, I'd have to get a 26 and like that to kind of make up.
Yeah. It seems like the guys with the enclosed have the most fun at the track. Just sitting around, running the generator and hanging out, you know, especially the one that got the little flip up canopy on the side. You seen those?
Yep. You know what the hot ticket is now? If we were doing this, you know where your generator goes?
Yeah.
You put batteries in there. Not like the car batteries, the big deep cell batteries.
Yeah.
And what you do is you run the solar panels. And that solar panel, when you're at the track, charges everything, keeps everything charged.
Wow, that's... I ain't never seen that.
That's what I do when I go to the track. I have a solar panel. It's about 18 inches, maybe about 24 inches tall. And it goes right across the back of my hatch. And what I do is I put the clips on the battery right when I get there. And I just and I put that panel right on the hatch.
On the hatch of the car?
The panel that I use is a 15-amp panel. And then I go to the staging lane. While I'm in the lane, I got that panel charging the batteries.
That's
a put it in the golf cart. After we would go on the line, we just put it in the golf cart. Drive on back, go do my race.
I never thought to do nothing like that.
I mean, you know, is it going to charge your battery 100%? No, but you know what? You can go walk the right way.
Now,
I still bring a generator with me. But I rarely use it.
Do you believe in running two batteries? Or one battery? Or?
I run one. My car's set up to go to run two. I think running two, if you're not running an alternator, I think two batteries would be good. Or if you run one 16-volt battery. You know, would be good also.
Will the 16 fry everything or no?
No, not as far as charging you. It depends on what you have. I mean, if you have a 12-volt alternator, it's not going to work.
Well, see, I'm not running any alternators in my car. I'm not running any of that stuff. I'm just running the battery.
You can put a 16-volt in there. Your lights will be a little brighter.
Yeah.
You know, the pump will spin a little faster.
Now, the headlights, I don't need headlights. Just brake lights.
So, you know, you'd be all right. Well, you got to have running lights in the front.
You don't have to have them here.
Are you going to run it on a track?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to have at least one light in the front. And one light in the back.
Okay. What?
Especially running at night.
Yeah. Well, here you don't.
That's
but
it.
That's at an outlaw track. But I got headlights on the car. It's just that all the factory wiring that was in the car was taken out of the car.
Oh, okay.
So I just had to run a wire it up and run it to a toggle switch or something like that to the headlights.
Yeah. And run the LED lights.
Now, somebody got some for sale on Facebook. I don't know. Like $25. I think $25 or $30 for my car. It's the halogen light.
For the front?
It's the halogen lights for El Camino, Malibu. You know what I'm talking about?
Get the one? The ones for the, probably for the back. Or if you have side markers,
yeah,
you can go buy the bulb in an LED.
Oh, okay. Now,
they don't use
don't
as much power, especially when you're running without an alternator. That's what I have in my car.
So the LED, it'll not pull as much power?
Right.
Yeah,
so
I think I run on mine.
My head marker. My reverse light.
Oh, you got a reverse light on your car, too?
I got all the lights on my car, baby.
I'm
my car around the street.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put two bars on it. Yeah, your phone breaking up
again. Yeah, I'm going to put this thing
down.
Yeah, I think when I drop my car off at the shop next month, and I get them to go ahead and complete the car, I get them to wire up everything and get them to wire it up so I have one working brake light. Because right now I don't have any factory wiring in my car. I don't think I want to put a painless wiring kit in there. I just want to, you know, run everything off of relays and stuff like that.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a full-blown race car. Like I say, I'm with plastic windows and all that good stuff. I don't care about putting it back on the street. It would probably cost me an arm and a leg to put that car back on the street anyway.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. That painless kit's a pretty good kit, though, too.
Yeah. Well, when I go to drop it off, me and the guy, we're going to sit down and see what's the best way to go as far as wiring that car up. I don't want to put an alternator on the car. Everybody's telling me to put an alternator on the car. It'll give you more power. You might get more horsepower out of it. And other people telling me less pulleys, less dragging on the motor, then the better the motor is going to be. So I don't know.
Well, here's my thought on it. When I first did my Vega, I did it with an alternator. And I put the big block in, and I don't have an alternator on the car. And when I do the new motor, the turbo motor, I'll put an alternator on the car.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need an alternator with that turbo. You're going to have it.
What are you really losing? What kind of horsepower are you really losing when you have that alternator compared to when you don't? You won't even notice.
So
you got to remember, as you're going down the track, you got your MSD, and you got all you know, your electronics. As you're going down that track, you know, even though your gauge is sitting above 12, it's still drawing power. The alternator is going to keep the power consistent. It's going to keep it right there to run the ignition, whatever. If you do have to run with the light on. So, you know, instead of pros and cons, I'd rather have the alternator myself.
Yeah, I was thinking I could run a low mount alternator bracket and run a little pulley on my harmonic balancer, just a little small pulley.
Right.
And just run that alternator and run it down low, because I'm running a mechanical water pump, but I'm running the little small motor on the water pump.
Oh, off to the side, yeah.
So I don't need, you know.
That's where you would want the alternator at. That's why you'd want the alternator. Because when you got that pump going, do you have an electric fan?
Electric fans.
Are you, you have a mechanical fan on there off the water pump?
No, I got an electric fan.
See, so now imagine this for 1 second. You got your when your motor's running, let me explain what my motor does. My motor running, it'll sit about 12.5 volts. When I turn my water pump on and turn my fan on, it drops down to 12. Or maybe it's a hair above 12. Now, when I had my alternator,
my battery was charging at 13.5 volts while my car was running.
Yeah.
Even when I had the water pump on, the fan on, hell, I could put an air conditioning on. The alternator is still keeping up. So put a load on it, yeah. But I'd rather, I would rather have the water pump. I mean, rather have the alternator. That fan's going to pull some amps. That ignition's going to pull some amps.
Yeah, the nitrous and all that stuff is wired up. That's going to pull some, too.
See, so you definitely want to put an alternator on there. I mean, that decision is going to be yours, but I mean, I'd put it on. The power you're going to be making to what that alternator takes away, what's it going to take away? 10 horse? Maybe? I don't know exactly. But
it might not even be noticeable at all. So,
It won't be. I don't think it will be. Because you're charging.
Yeah.
For that little bit of weight, for that little bit of draw, or that little bit of power that it's going to take to run it, compared to running consistent all the way down the track with power. I got a 100 amp alternator on my car. I don't have, when that thing's hooked up to the car, I had no problems. You know, with that battery charger.
Yeah, I used to see them on pink all the time. And right when they get down to the last final stretch where they let you shut the car off a little bit, they always have problems trying to start the car back up. They had to get the jump box on it.
Well, that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me when I'm being sold out. What happened was we were in Vegas, and it was so hot in Vegas that I left my water pump and my fan on, and it killed my battery. So they jumped. Once they got my car running, you know, it was, you know, the alternator took over after that. As the alternators put power into the battery, so that's what I kind of ran off of. For my last patch, had it just been without that alternator, I would have been done. Because once they jump started the car, I would have went through the line. The battery would have been so low, about half track, it probably everything would have went out on me. Just not wanting to run.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna look into that this coming week. Go ahead and get me a pulley and a. And a low mount alternator bracket put on the car.
Get yourself like a 100 amp alternator.
One wire.
And one wire. That's what mine is. Have a nice day, man. It's worth the time into it.
This way, Georgia boy,
you eliminated a whole problem. After you come back from the track or come back from a race, you know, when you're idling back, that battery's charging, man. I think dumping 100 amps into that battery as it's charging.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would. I'm telling you right now, with the big block in the car right now, I was starting to put get all the stuff to put the alternator back on. Since I'm doing the new motor with the turbo, I'm not even going to worry about it. So I'll just keep it as it is and take the car out till everything's all done with the small block. And then I still got all my brackets and everything for the small block. I'll be fine. That's like, it's simpler and easier, and, you know, you go from there.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that. I think my neighbor was telling me, was getting on me about that. Come on, man, why you ain't gonna run an alternator? I said, well, I don't wanna rob my horsepower. He said, oh, man, you need to put an alternator on there. You'd be surprised how much more power you probably gonna get as far as you're gonna be able to run all that electronic stuff you're talking about putting in that car.
Well, yeah, because that's gonna be a major draw, man. Just running the MSD, and then you're gonna run nitrous on top of it, you know. And then your electric fan, yeah, dude, I would. You need to keep that thing, that battery charged up.
Yeah, cause see, I'm gonna be running the MSD, the retard boxes, and all that other stuff, line lock, trans brake. You know, all that stuff for a little power.
Well, I would. I'd get that sucker wired in, man. I really would. You're not even going to... I mean, the power that they're talking about, yeah, I mean, it can't be more than 10 horsepower. And that's on the high side. I can't believe that much drag. I mean, you're just running an alternator. You're running one belt.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see if I was running the water pump and all that stuff. That'd be different.
But you can, but here's the other thing, too. I mean, you are running that, because the water pump's got its own belt, that little motor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, so you got the water pump, you got the fan, you know, you got your electric fuel pump, you know, you got nothing charging that stuff up.
Yeah, I think when I go to drop the car off, well, I can do that here. I can wire that in here. That one wire ain't that hard.
You know, everybody has their pros and cons.
Yeah.
You know, and some people, they're like, no, leave it off. And they just, but they're in the lanes. They're the ones pushing their cars all the way up to the line. You know what I mean? So, if you got a bunch of people going with you, that'll push your car all the way up, so you can get strapped in, and because you know, starting it off when you're getting close to the thing, and they want you moving up, it's a pain in the ass. Start it up to move up one spot, then you shut it off. And when I did the Pinks All Out, I was the only car out there. Out of the 16 cars, I had an alternator. And when I would get there, and when the guy was, he did the little interview with me, he says, how come you're not charging up your battery? And I laughed at him. I said, this is just a street car, man. I said, I got an alternator on it. And lo and behold, that's what bites me in the ass, because I forget, I leave my water pump and my fan on, and I kill my own motor. Cost me $18,000 that night.
Now, quick question.
Yeah.
If I run more than one battery, like a couple of batteries, then I won't have no problem at all. Probably.
If you run two batteries?
Yeah.
It'll last a little longer. I mean, yeah, you'll have power. It'll help out.
Because I know I see some of these cars with like three batteries.
But ask yourself this question. If you like to be on a diet, what weighs more, a battery or an alternator?
A battery.
So if I put another battery in, put out the alternator, you had more weight. Put the alternator in and run one battery. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to come down to what you like. What you want to do. I don't want to tell you what you should do or anything. I prefer the alternator. Just because I don't have to worry about coming back getting the car on the charger and go through all that stuff. I'll be honest, I'm lazy when it comes to shit like that, man. I want my car to start up, go down the track, and come back. But even when I had everything on, when I had my fuel pump on, my electric water pump was on, my fan was on, everything was on, my car still never went below 13 and a half volts. But see, go to do my burnout. I have my water pump on. And then I would cool it down a little bit with the fan. And then when I got into the beams, I shut my fan off. That's how I have to do it now. And then when I make my pass, right towards the finish line, I'll turn the fan on. Because then, my race is done. When I had the alternator on, I ran with everything on. Fan, water pump. And like I said, it didn't hurt nothing.
I'm looking in the Summit book right now, and I'm looking at these racing batters, and they shoot 42 pounds a piece.
Yeah, they're heavy. I have one of those small Odyssey ones. It's small battery. It's heavy as fuck. I think it's for how big it is. It's 38 pounds. So that's why I opted to the solar panel. I wish there was a way that I could cut out my hat and put one of those in and hook up those wires to the battery and just leave it like that. Run the car.
Now these, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Braille batteries. They're pretty light. I'm looking at these. They're like anywhere from 6 pounds to 21 pounds. They're pretty light.
What are those like? $800?
No, the most expensive one they have is $230, and the cheapest one they have is like $150.
Oh wow!
12 volt.
But see, there's a box on this too. You gotta find out. I wanna find out the cold cranking at. And you want to find out how long that battery can go before it needs to be charged. Because it has a life I think what it's called on the battery. But
they're
it's... what's that, Georgia boy?
No, so they're like... One of them says they're like 742 cranking amps at 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Let me try and find the one where I'm trying to think of what the name of that one is called. The spec that I'm looking for, but it's on the battery where it's not like. I can't remember which one it is.
Now, if you had like three of these lightweight batteries, the ones that have 742 cranking amps, you had like three of these lightweight batteries, you're looking at about 63 pounds for all three. But you're also looking at about $600-$700 three batteries. That's a lot of money.
Well, You got to remember, you spent all that money. Even though you put in two batteries, three batteries, you still only have 12 volts.
Yeah. Yeah. You should just put an alternator on it.
I mean, a lot of people, you know, you know, like I said, it'll depend on what you want to do, or you know, what your preference is. But I prefer to run the alternator.
Yeah.
You know, I think my battery was the Odyssey. I can't think of what the cranking amp was on mine. I think mine was only like 500 cranking amp. But there's something on it that tells you like when how many or how low the battery is, or I forgot what it was. I can't even think of what it was now. But you get yourself a good battery. And like I said, I'm going to get back to the alternator, because I never even put the. I bought those posts cut in the car that you just put the from the outside. You put the charger, the plugs on it for the charger. They start to charge the battery, and I never put them on my car because I don't want to cut my car up. I don't want to put them holes and have that in there. So I just would open up the hatch, charge the battery.
See, I'm looking at this drag race alternator kit from Power Master.
That's that one that goes right down the bottom, and it comes, I think, with a pulley, a single pulley.
Yeah, it's pulley, alternator, the bracket to mount it below on the motor.
Yep.
It's everything for like $369. That's not bad. That's a good alternator. That's not a no name, so, you know.
Yeah, if you can get yourself, like I said, a 100-amp alternator, you'd be all right. You know where else you can look, too? Look in Moroso. Because they got a whole bunch of, like, you know, kits and stuff like that that are like just the one little pulley that bolts up to the flywheel, I mean, to the Vermont balancer, and alternator sits right to the bottom.
Now, the thing is, I wonder how big this pulley is, because my harmonic balancer ain't but 6 inches.
This will go, the one that Power Master has, it goes right to it. It's like just a one pulley. I mean, it's maybe an inch in it. I mean, it's just got enough room for where where the belt goes into it.
I mean, I don't know what size harmonic balancer most racers use, but it ain't,
oh,
you know.
Oh, how many inches? You want it to be about 5 inches, 6 inches, 7 inches, but you want it bigger than the pulley on the alternator.
Well, yeah. Well, see, my harmonic balancer ain't but 6 inches. It's a small one,
six
so.
6 inches from top to bottom?
Yeah, it's a,
it's a bolt right up. It'll bolt right up. It's probably, this one is probably about the same size as the balancer.
Oh, okay.
So it would just look like an extension piece off the balancer, but it's the same. It's the same. You know, the same one.
You said I would need an extension on it.
No, but I mean the pulley itself that goes on the crank.
Yeah.
It's probably about the same size as the crank. I mean, the balancer. And then just bolt right up into the to the alternator. And have a nice day.
Yeah, I've seen some of those guys running them little bitty pulleys on that. I mean, real small.
Yeah, because those guys, what they're doing is those small pulleys like that, they don't really help you at idle. They give you that maximum on the other end. But when you're idling, start your car, get rolling.
Now, I might end up going with extra batteries because the motor that I'm swapping out at the end of the year, I'm swapping out of that car, that motor has a motor plate on the front, and I don't want to take that off, and it's got the crank trigger and all that stuff. So I might just run a couple of batteries.
Well, the motor plate that's on the small blocks. You could just take the alternator now and bolt it to the head and run it from the top side.
Yeah.
On the passenger side of the car and mount it there and be all right.
Even with electric water pump? See, that motor has an electric water pump. You don't have that pulley.
Oh, that's right. You have the electric water pump with the motor off to the side.
Well, the one I'm swapping out, at the end of the year, it's got a rubber CSR electric water pump on it. So, I might just run a couple of batteries and just be done with it.
I think you'll still be all right with the alternator.
Yeah.
The alternator with the motor plate. Because what you do now is when you have the motor plate, you just, where the holes are on the head, on the small blocks?
Yeah, small blocks.
Where the bolts are on the head, you drill the hole through the motor plate so the bolt runs through the motor plate into the head and where you mount the alternator.
No, okay. You come on the front side, put it on the front side of it.
Yeah, and so on the front side, water plate really gives you way more room to do things.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be a bad idea to put it on this motor I got that's in the car now.
No, I would. Especially with all the electrical stuff you got going on.
Yeah.
I think you might want to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to need all the help I can get because Brandon Hammond said he's going to turn that Promar loose on me.
Dang.
They say he's going to make the special trip all the way from Augusta just to whoop up on me and go back.
No, like I said, I ran with the alternator, without the alternator right now, and I'm going back to the alternator. It's just one less headache that I have to worry about. You know, if you only have a motor putting out 200 horse and you have a regular water pump and an alternate. Yeah, I can see you going to some, but you know what? You're not gonna miss anything. You don't even know. Like the old days, the Volkswagen guys with the Volkswagen, they used to pull their They used to pull their fan belts off their motors and run them in the eighth mile. Or quarter mile, whatever they're running, just to take that off, that weight off their, the drag. And, like, you're going to cook your motor. I can't buy into that. So that's what I said, man. I'd rather run the alternator.
Hmm. What happened to all the racers tonight?
What happened to what?
I said, what happened to all the callers tonight?
I think they're, we got callers. We got callers on the line. No, we just got their hand up. But I think there's a race tonight. Someone's got a race going on tonight somewhere. I just don't, I don't know where. So I'm trying to think. I know the 19th, this has a race coming up. And then after this, you got Little Tony's race on the 26th. I'm so bad with these numbers, man. And then I know Donnier has one on the 2nd. And then Drag's race is on the 2nd and 3rd of August. I think I'm forgetting somebody's race in there. I think there's one tonight. I'm not sure. Hopefully when Tyson and Shake come in, they'll have the 411 for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got to, I was telling you, man, they got to make their grand entrance to come into the show. I say they have to make their grand entrance into the show. Look what we got here. Coming out of the bushes. What's going on, Shake and Bake?
Hold on. Let me move these bushes out the way. Now I can talk.
Yeah.
What's going on, fellas? That Georgia boy in the back?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening, fellas? I just come from a party. One of our race buddies had a birthday today.
Hey, that's my long-distance mechanic right there, man. So if he tell me to put an alternator on the car, we're going to have to put an alternator on the car.
Well, make mention what you got going on, man. Tell him what you got going on.
He already know. If he tell me to put an alternator on the car, then we got to do it.
I heard
that. What do you think, Jake? What do you think,
huh?
Alternator or no alternator?
On what, his car?
Yeah.
On that lightweight thing, we going totally light. No alternator.
Ooh.
We ain't driving to no track.
Ooh. Yeah, but you got to drive on the track.
We're gonna come with that enclosed trailer. Gonna have a battery charger, everything we need to keep that battery fully charged.
Oh, so you gonna put all the weight in the trailer when you're towing it out there instead of putting that little itty bitty alternator on the car where you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Right. That's how we gonna do. Hey, guess who I seen at the party, Tail?
Who?
Melvin.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He finally come out some bushes. I was just fucking with him. He came to the party. That was one of his boys. Oh, man. Oh, I got some breaking news, man. I don't know how true it is. I'm not trying to start nothing negative. But I heard Chemo toss his car at the track today.
Hey, Chemo did what?
Hit the wall.
No.
Oh, man.
You all right?
Yeah, he okay with that. Somebody, I don't know how true it is, but I just got text and they say Chemo hit the wall. Man, 2 weeks before his big race. Before Lil Tony's race.
Is it bad or something he can get together before the race?
I didn't see it. Somebody text this information to me. I don't know how true it is. That's why I got to say I didn't see it myself. I was going to go to the track today, but a couple more extra jobs stopped me from going.
Now, what are they having out there? I know tonight was something. Is it no ET tonight?
Yeah, Milo having a no ET today. So some guys went out there to stretch the car out and do a little testing and make a couple of dollars.
Oh, man, I hope he's all right.
Yeah,
I hope
Jake,
hold on
1 second,
man. I'm gonna grab another mic real quick.
773-4786.
Mike,
Sweat.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Sweat.
What's going on,
Phil? What's happening,
Phil? Oh, you got it, baby. Where you been hiding out at, man? I haven't heard from you in a little while.
Oh, man, this left on Route 66.
How was it?
It rained, man, but they got it in, you know. They cleaned the track out there, so we just left the track right now and back to the city. I'm getting a few texts in from Maya about that wreck with Chemo.
Did you hear anything about it?
Nah, I'm trying to find out now. I was about to call you, Shaking Babe, but you're on the air right now. But I think he did hit the wall. I got a text too.
Yeah, man.
But he's okay though, right?
Yeah, the driver's okay.
Was he driving or somebody else driving?
I think someone else was driving.
Oh, okay. Damn. I hate to have to mess my car up, man. And you got a big race.
I don't know. And Ace called me and said he locked in to run Turbo GT, so I want to know what the outcome of that race was, if they got it all.
Now, is Turbo GT the same dude from Texas? Is that the guy from Texas?
No, he's from Midwest.
That's Boosted GT's from Texas,
Boosted GT.
Right?
Yeah, Boosted GT is from the South. And Turbo, he's from Chicago, ain't he, Terrell?
Yeah. Up this way. In the Chicago 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I got to tell you real quick, man. You know, Terrell, I've been having words with all the, with Murder Nova, that we've been going having words back and forth, and he's got all those little pom-pom girls that chime in on with their comments. So, he starts running his mouth about Chicago, that he's never been to Chicago. I'm just a background noise.
Hold on. Get the window now. Hold on.
Okay. If he goes to Chicago, if he takes his Nova up there to Chicago, that, you know, he said he's fucking up everybody. There won't be anybody in Chicago. And I started laughing. I said, is that why your boy, he won't step foot in Chicago again?
He can't even beat that damn Camaro.
Dude, I'll tell you, man, these guys are a joke. Well, listen to this. Now, my smoking hot-ass girlfriend from high school lives in Minnesota. And she told me they're at the Mall of America signing autographs. I told her, I said, go up to those guys and tell them, I said, they're a bunch of pussies, I had to call them myself. I don't know if she did or not. I hope she got it.
Got some background noise.
Yeah, background noise.
Yeah. But,
let me tell you something. Those cars was fast when you got a green screen and you got cameras to do a lot of editing and speeding it up. You know, it looks fast on TV. But they could bring those bitches to the Midwest and come to a track and see if they could talk the same shit on that racetrack. I thought that could happen. Just like Superman, he can fly on TV, but he can't fly a real person. Green screen make you look like you can do a lot of things. They bring them business to Chi-Town? Oh, yeah. Bring them to the track. They get their wig blown back.
I don't know what kind of street they're racing on, but that street they're racing on look long as hell. I mean, I don't know. Look like a 3.5-mile track to me.
Man, everybody.
You know what, Terrell? I'll tell you this much. I was the other night. Saturday, probably Thursday night. I couldn't sleep, so I'm downstairs watching TV, flipping through channels, and actually had to show the Street Outlaw race. Excuse me. And so I was watching it, and there's nothing else on. And it was the race between a dude from Tulsa with a yellow Malibu and a guy from the Street Outlaws with the Cutlass. So the guy with the Cutlass is on that top 10 list. So he goes, well, my plan of attack is this, jumping about 3 or 4 cars off of him, off the starting line, and holding it all the way down. And I'm thinking, you know, that's pretty fucking arrogant to say that I'm going to jump out 3 or 4. That's a distance off the starting line. So they show the cars take off. The Oldsmobile, the Cutlass, leaves with the wheels up in the air. And the Malibu, I swear to God, it looked like it was leaving off a foot brake. And you know what? That Gutless was about four or five cars out on him right after he said he was going to be. Man, I just, it, when that show is scripted, when you already know you have this race won, no matter what they're saying, you talk all the shit you want, and that's what these guys do. But I want to see them come out back out there, you know, run those guys from Chicago again. They tried to meet up 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, and they had to cancel the shoot because Oklahoma boys wouldn't come out. They were in a casino. But I think they get their ass handed to them in Chicago. I really do.
If we got anybody from Detroit listening in, hit the number one button, man. Give us a status of what's going on with the track tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, get some numbers to call. I actually have Kimo's number, but I don't know if Kimo want to feel like talking right now. You know what I mean? I hate to bug him if, you know, the car all tore up and everything. You know, maybe I'm gonna do that, man. I'm gonna try and call Kimo right now. And if he answers, you know, if he answers, we'll find out. I just want to make sure too everything's okay. I hope the car's not too bad either. But those can be fixed, man. People. And then let's see if okay, here we go. Let's see if this works.
Hi, you're a huge on the move trucker at the time. You can't come to the phone right now. If you please leave your name and number, we'll.
Hopefully he'll call back in, man. I hope everything's okay, man. I hope he's all right. And maybe when he sees the number, he'll call in when he's got a second, man. Let me grab another mic real quick. 224-63-18.
What's up? What's up, fellas? This is Smooth Criminal, man. How you doing?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm good. Look, Dale, we want to call in, man, because I didn't get a chance to finish having our conversation with you. And you know that conversation we had a couple weeks ago, we're going to squash all that because that's all that shit is unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? People get heated. You know what I'm saying? We say things that we sometimes don't mean but mean. You know what I'm saying? And they go in a different direction. So me being who I am, I think I'll be the first one to sit here and tell you, man, everything is good. I appreciate every stuff, you know, all the things that you did. You know what I'm saying? What you did for me was cool. I got some different information from somebody else. And, you know, sometimes if you don't have the two stories and they conflict, then you have to choose which one you think is more valuable than the other. Appreciate all the stuff that you did do for me. Your boy Chad, he tried to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just
going to
leave it at that.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. But you know what? I've also been in your spot too, man. And I know when something's being said, you know, it sounds so convincing. But, again, man, well, I'm glad you're back in on the show. And I love it when you hear, man, because you always got good things to say and very insightful things to say.
I see. anyway, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't trip on that. You know what I'm saying? Look, I look at it like this. We all drag racing brothers, you know what I'm saying, and sisters that are out here. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be looking out for each other, and that's that. So I remember one time you said, you know what I'm saying, you know, when we drag racing, we in different states, you know, we buy parts from different people. You know, everybody don't buy parts from their hometown. You know, and here it is. I was trying to be just a little bit sneaky, trying to get a little bit at the edge. You know what I'm saying? I kind of screwed myself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know, it's all good. It's all good, man. That's all I can say. I ain't gonna even trip on that, you know?
Well, I can't wait to see that hot rod when it's out, baby. That's for sure.
Well, it's almost ready, man. And for sure, it would have been ready, but, you know, I'm going through some other shit now. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The bull will be out for sure next year, if not this year. We're going to try to get a little bit of racing in. I'm still going through a little bit of family issues and some hard times with that, but, you know, we don't let that stop no show. If I can't, I ain't going to let it stop the show. So it is what it is. I still got an issue with something out there, but there ain't going to be nothing I can do with that except for a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? So
right, I got
it
you.
Is what it is. You know, it is what it is. I'll just say this here. Dude, who I got my stuff from, I don't know where the mix-up came from, you know what I'm saying, why, you know, he decided to go in the opposite direction the way he did, because the heads that he did for me were great heads. You know what I'm saying? They flowed the numbers that he said that they were going to flow. They flowed the numbers. But I don't know where this little mix-up came with this little one small piece. I don't really understand that one, but it didn't make no sense, you know, because he could have made more money with me because I got two cars, you know what I'm saying? So when you're good with somebody, you kind of want to, you know, keep shooting them what you got. You know what I'm saying? If they keep treating you like you're supposed to treat you. So, like I said, I don't know how that mix-up came. I don't know whether or not, you know what I'm saying, his name came on the show. I kind of blasted him like he was supposed to. You kind of blasted him. You said you did. You know what I'm saying? Try to talk to him. But I told you he wasn't going to answer his phone. And then come to find out, you know what I'm saying, he was screwing a lot of people anyway. Now, you know what I'm saying, he opened up under a different name. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, he's under a different name now?
Yeah, you know, he used to have Dr. J's Performance Head. Now he's up under the Airwolf Head. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
so,
Dr. J, they're all in the magazines. I've been looking at them.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, the heads, he took some ProComp heads, and he flowed the heads when he said he was going to flow the heads. I took them to two different flow shops away from his. And the numbers are similar. They're not that far off. You know what I'm saying? You know flow benches. Every flow bench is a different flow bench. So all I can say is that the heads were what they were. I mean, this mix-up over this manifold, I mean, look, dude, you got $1,000 out of me. You know what I'm saying? Import that manifold and do what you're supposed to do with it. You know what I'm saying? For me not to come out with it, you know what I'm saying, just don't make no sense. And, you know, I think what it is that he just got too big, you know what I'm saying, because he is in the Engine Master magazine. They still profile him in the Chevy magazine, Super Chevy magazine. You know what I'm saying? I think he just got too big, too much, too many people coming at him, and he probably got orders that he couldn't complete. Because when I started doing research on him and started going on Yellow Bullet and other places like that, you know, people were still trying to get their shit. So I wasn't the only one. Thing is that I went down there 2 or 3 times. You know what I'm saying? And, you know how that is, man. I was gullible for that situation because I thought, you know, me and dude had squared away whatever issue. It wasn't no money issue because he got paid. You know what I'm saying? So the only person who got fucked out of something was me. You know, so it is what it is. We're going to move on from that, you know what I'm saying, and try to do it in a different way. But, yeah,
I'm back on the line now, Tayo. Is that Smooth Criminal on the phone?
Yes, sir. What's up, brother?
Is that my boy, Smooth?
What's up, man,
boy?
I'm good, man. I'm up here in Joliet, man, checking out this MCA race up here, man. It rained out a little bit, but they got some racing going on. I'm going to come up here tomorrow, try to finish out before I hit this road.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm up here. Yeah, 66. So, you know, anybody in the shot, y'all need to come up here. Some good stuff.
Yeah, Terrell was telling us about it. He went up there.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I'm about to leave now. I'm sitting here in the car right now, man. So, yeah, I had a good time, man.
All right. You gonna go to Big Drag Race?
Well, I'm trying to figure out when Big Dry Race is. I know there's a race, what is Biz Race is on the 19th, and then there's another race on the 26th now. When
yeah, Biz Race on the 19th at 41. Lil Tony's at 131 on the 26th. And then Drag having a race on the 2nd. And we're going to go to his race and then leave there and go to Donye's race and then come back.
The other way around. The other way around.
Where's
Donye's
race?
Donye's race is at Cordova. Drag race is at Byron.
Well, always go to drag stuff at Byron. That's a given. You know, drag stuff at Byron is a given. You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting it mixed up. Are they going to leave Byron and go to Cordova?
No, they're going to Cordova first. They're going to Cordova first, and then everybody's going down to drag race.
All right, so, okay, so drag race is going to be on Sunday, right? Because we used to call it Black Sunday,
on Saturday.
Okay.
I think he's got Jeff and Tune on Saturday, and then the race is on Sunday. But he's going to be up at Donye's race.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's
a given. I know what Cordova is. I've been to that track before, so it's a good track. It's a real good track. So, yeah. I didn't know Daniel was having a race up there. I heard something about Cordova. I didn't know who was doing it. But, yeah, that's hometown boy. You know, we're going to check that out for real.
Yeah.
If I'm home, I'm going to be at some track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm home, I'm going to be at some track. So, that's how that is.
Hey, Georgia boy.
Yeah.
Smooth Criminal drive truck too, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's up?
Yeah, he be bouncing around from one state to another.
Yeah, I love it. But you know what?
Yeah.
I just met this brother up here, man. He's from New York, but he moved up here. He working for the railroad. And, I told you I'm going through a little issue, a family issue, so I got to come home. So he's about to hook me up on the railroad, man. And he told me, any brother in Chicago really looking for a job, man, he said they'd be hiring, man, but brothers be coming up there with these not with the drug cases, but you know what I'm saying, they still smoking weed and shit, man. These jobs paying $25 an hour, man, with 20 hours, dude.
Need a clean system.
Yeah, man, clean your system, man. I mean, they do hair analysis, so you really need to clean your system, man. And he said they'd be hiring every month. You know, they got a certain time
yeah.
that they put out where they hire, man.
I need to come up there and get me a job.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm about to get out that truck. I love driving that truck, man, because I can go places. But you know what I'm saying? I got to do something, man.
But money is an issue.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to buy me a Volvo 780 next month.
Okay.
And probably either 48-102 flatbed or 48 or 53-102 reefer. You know, really want me a flatbed, man. I ain't trying to be sitting waiting for them to load that frozen stuff up. So
man, you don't want no flatbed, man. I ain't doing no more flatbed. I did flatbed, man, for 3 years, man. And then every time I did a flatbed. Yeah, I know. I'm used to it, too. But when I started seeing the vans coming in and leaving, I said, man, forget that. I didn't done the reefer. I didn't done the tanker. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this van. Look, I ain't sitting around waiting. It's a done deal. We're going to get your stuff there. Get me out of here. Let me get another load. It's a done deal. I ain't talking nothing for nobody. I ain't doing that no more, man. You can forget that.
I'm 3 years old.
It ain't going to happen, bro. It ain't going to happen.
Did you guys ever drive out this way for fruit?
Huh?
What's that?
Did you guys ever drive out this way for fruit out here in L.A.?
I used to go to Guadalupe. Guadalupe all the time.
I used to load the trucks with fruit out of here, out of San Pedro. I drove those forklifts for 15 years.
Yeah. I didn't been through there, man. I didn't been through there.
I used to go to Southern California when I used to haul flatbed for CRST. I used to go to Southern California and get those onions. And they load the onions on the flatbed.
Yes, they do.
They load what?
Onions. You got to talk to them onions too, boy.
Yeah, bags of onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, bags of onions. They pay good. They get onions out of there, get onions out of Nebraska too, man.
Yeah, but that should be all over the road if you don't know what you're doing.
If you don't know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
The first time I hauled them, I had somebody flag me down. Hey, man, you got onions coming off your trail.
Do they leave one door open on those?
No, there's no door.
No,
they put pallets, and they had bags of onions on the pallets, and they put them on the flatbed, and then you had to tarp them down, and you take the straps and throw across, and you had to stop.
No, I've never seen that. Wow.
Yeah, but see, those onions, those onions move, man, so you always got to be outside torquing down them straps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you're driving down them, that road, you know what I'm saying, the stuff gets to moving. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about onions moving in different spots, man. You got to be careful.
Now, I try to stay away from lumber because I don't get why they want you to tarp lumber. I said, how the hell you want me to tarp lumber and trees grow outside? You don't want to get wet, but trees grow outside. That's stupid.
Well, look, this is even stupid. You get steel from up here, and you taking it down in Houston, and they want you to tarp it. To Texas. Where are you talking shit from? Then look, when you get to Texas, what do they do with you, man? They put it out there in the damn yard. Ain't no tarp on that damn shit. Like, man, you even lost your mind.
I hauled a load of drilling mud from Wyoming going down to Texas one time, and they told me I had to tarp that drilling mud. I got that drilling mud, and I tarped it, and I got down to Texas. Man, them jokers took that drilling mud off the top of the flatbed and stuck it right outside in the yard. Look at this, man.
they'll do that shit. I did some shit like that going to New York, and they took the shit right outside. I tossed it. They went up to New York, and they put it right outside in their backyard. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You know how long it took to tarp this shit? It's cold out here, man.
The thing is, when you got your own authority, you ain't got to get loads when they got a tarp. You know, I ain't buying no tarps.
Right. Well, that's a whole different story there. You know what I'm saying? That right there is a whole different story. Right? That's one of the reasons why, like I said, man, I'm not doing all that no more. I didn't done it. I did it 3 years. Then I did that refrigerator, good money in that, but it's too much with that too. You know what I'm saying? I just said, well, we just do the van. We don't worry about it. We make the same amount of money, and we ain't got the trip, if not more.
See, that's why I can wrestle them big girls real good, man, because I can throw them in with tarps around.
You need to quit.
Hey, that's why I stopped messing with big girls, damn it, because they reminded me of tarps shit. I get the skinny ones, I'm good. I'm like, I ain't got to do no work. I got to work. I'm getting lazy, man. I don't want to work. Oh, man, please.
Yeah, I used to tell them guys all the time, you know, we go to stop and they ask you for a shower. I said, man, I'm a flatbed driver, and they just walk away. They already know you need them showers. You're going to use every shower you get because you're going to stay dirty.
You know it. Yeah, you know it. They're going to put you in places, man. Hey, how you like, you ever been through Colorado? I'm talking about coming through Colorado to get to California.
Oh yeah,
man, please. That's a ride. Wintertime, that's a ride.
What is that mountain coming out? What is it? 15 coming out the top side of Arizona, coming down into Phoenix.
That's right.
Man, it's a mountain. On that road right there, I turned this corner and was looking straight down that mountain, that heavy load of steel coils on the back, man. I like to shit a brick.
Yeah, you better shit bricks, dude. That's the national forest through there. You're not that far from the canyon over there. It's deep, all up in there. You ever see the Indians and stuff? They'd be on the side of the road, be asking for rides and shit to get down to the mountain.
Oh, man,
you're getting them up to the mountain too, man.
Going up through Montana, I go through the Indian reservation coming out of the backside of Sturgis. You come out of Sturgis, take that 2-lane road with it, 212, going up through there, and you go through Crow Nation, go through the Crow Nation, on up through Montana, back that way. And if you stop, they say if you break down, like if you hauling like milk or produce or meats or stuff like that, they say the Indians will hijack your load. And there's nothing the United States can do about it because it's on the reservation.
Because it's on the reservation. Well, hell, shit. Try going down there towards Miami, man, coming off off a 10, if I'm not mistaken, one of those highways up there. Dude, they cut your damn lines, man. They ain't playing. The refrigerator loads, dude, please, man. I haven't seen brothers get their lines cut. And you're going to give up that truck. Dude, you can have that truck. Ain't that hard to get a truck hijacked. You can have this motherfucker, bro. Take it. Matter of fact, can I get two of those like that with you? No, trucking is cool, man, but it's time for me to make a move, you know what I'm saying? I got issues over here on the homestead where I didn't think I was going to have that issue, but I got to take care of that. Trucking is good when you got somebody you can trust. When you ain't got nobody you can trust, you can forget it. You're going to have hard problems. I ain't got time for all that. You know, it's time to make a move. I've done this stuff 20 years already.
Are you guys with Teamsters out there or no?
Huh?
Are you guys with Teamsters out there or no?
The Teamsters, man, you're not really finding them unless you with Swift or you with Warner and all of them. But a lot of the trucking companies, they don't handle Teamsters, man. That stuff is that's old school. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing that no more. Teamsters, really, to be honest with you, they're political. You know, all the rules and stuff that's going down for truckers now, man, they're trying to make sure ain't nobody making no money. You know what I'm saying? You can still make the money out there, but you got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing. The money is there to be made, but you got to know what you're doing. Because you get caught up with DOT, they're going to shut your ass down and kick you out the system, baby. They ain't playing. They ain't playing, man.
Yeah, they're actually on strike out here on the waterfront right now, the Teamsters.
Yeah. Well, that's
Containers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the containers, yeah, that's a whole different program then. The containers are a whole different thing. You got them brothers working on the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, another thing I was thinking about. You know, I was thinking about moving back home to Virginia. They got a couple tracks up that way and stuff, and I was thinking about hauling containers. I'd be home every night, but they don't pay no money.
No, I got my niece, man, she went to, she's down in the Hamptons down in Hampton. And my mom, they talking about moving back down there. So in a couple of years, I know next year she's moving, her and my sister's moving down to Virginia. And I'm going to be the only one up here in Chicago, you know, because of my son. So, I looked at the containers down there, too. You got to work too hard to make the money. But you're an owner-operator. You'll be able to make some money.
Now, when I lived there, you know, I'm originally from there. When I lived there... About 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago,
wow.
I did all right. I mean, I did, you know, as long as the truck paid for, you can make some money.
That's what I'm saying. If you're an operator, for sure you can make some money. You know, if you're an operator, you're going to make some money. You ain't gonna have no problem with that. But if you go down there trying to catch on with somebody, you're going to catch hell.
Yeah, because it ain't much money to split. You know what I mean?
No, it ain't. It ain't. And they already know the game, too. You know,
it's enough for a man that owns a truck and drives it himself, but not to have a driver and be paying him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's money to be made, man. It's money to be made. You know, I was an owner operator, man, for about 5 years, man. I just decided to give up my truck because of all the different rules and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to hassle no more. I was really thinking about buying me another truck because right now what I'm doing now, the money is real good. But like I said, man, my time came and come, so I got to figure something else out. You know?
Last time I've been to Chicago, man, I parked my truck up at that 76 truck stop. And my aunt, she's down the south side. She come pick me up. I had a ball up in Chicago, man.
Man, the shot is, I mean, there's plenty of stuff to do.
Man,
you know,
I got broke just eating.
yeah. Yeah, it's plenty of stuff to do, man. I don't know what's wrong with these fools up there now. I think it's the water that they drink. You know, the brothers that's over there by the lakefront and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Them Cadillac boys, these five stranglers and all them, man. It's the water, man. It's the water over there. You know, so I don't know what it is. So, you know.
Hey,
yeah.
Did Terrell get drop off the line?
Is what?
Did Terrell drop off?
No, Terrell's here.
Oh, he's still off?
Terrell, you still there? Yeah, his mic's open. He might be on mute.
They say Kimo wasn't driving his car. Junior from Regulator Racing was driving. He didn't get hurt, but he hit the wall pretty hard. He was racing Phil with the Frankenstein.
Right.
Blazer, with the blazer with the Frankenstein written on it. They say he they both left at the same time, and Kimo's car broke the tires, hit second gear, caught back up with him, was still on his ass. But at the big end, it got squeaky.
Oh, wow. But everybody's good, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody just texted me and gave me that information.
Yeah, we tried calling Kimo, but he didn't answer his phone, so.
What's the status of his car?
Oh, they say it's kind of messed up.
Quarters, doors?
I didn't get too deep in it, but they say it's messed up.
It's a full case car?
Yeah, hey. I think Kimo do have a cage in it, don't it, Terrell?
What'd he say?
And Kimo's car got a cage in it?
Yeah. Yeah, he got a 12-pointer.
Yeah,
they got a 20 car loop too. Yeah, it's at Myla.
I'm going to
check Tyson
and
see if he's there.
SVO and Turbo GT is in the semifinals.
SVO and Turbo GT in the semifinals. That's going to be a good one. Did DMX race Turbo GT?
This is all the information I got.
Okay.
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
Hey, what you think about those X bars, man?
The who?
X bars. You know, with in the doorway and on the roll cage, X bars.
About having them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think they're definitely needed, especially if you're going that fast. Now, that's the only thing that's going to protect you, man, is that cage. And that car gets the tumbling and rumbling and doing all that. That cage is all that's going to save you, man.
Yeah, I was thinking about adding some X-bars. I mean, I got a regular 10-point, but I wanted to add some X-bars in there. You know, I'm putting a little bit more fiber back into my car if I could add some X-bars in.
I would definitely, I mean, yeah, you can never cheat safety. Never, ever, man. Yeah.
Because I was sitting in the car the other day, and I was looking at that sidebar, you know, the one that goes down near your leg?
Right.
And I said, well, if I put fiberglass door on my car, that X-bar would be there to protect me if anything happened on the side. But with that bar, that regular bar that I got now, I mean, there ain't nothing there.
Well, I have that set up. I have that bar that goes down because I have the glass doors on mine. And I've been actually thinking about when my bar comes down, you know, just making that X down lower, like down by my knee, up around that area, down a little lower. Yeah. I haven't quite done it yet. I know when I put the turbo motor in, I'm going to have to. So, you can't cheat safety, man.
The only problem that I would have with it, I'm a big guy, and it'd probably be a little hard for me to get out the car with X-bars.
Well,
I mean, I'd have to climb.
I don't know.
And I know they don't make a swing.
I don't know if you could swing that bar out or not, though.
I don't think so.
I've never seen it done. Everything has all been fixed. But my bar swings out. For me, all I got to do is take that bar out and then make that solid bar in there, the X, you know what I mean, to change that out.
So you won't be able to use that swing out no more. You had to make it a solid bar, right?
When I put the turbo in there, the car, I'm definitely getting rid of my swing out. I'll probably have the swing out still on the other side. And then, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine. He says, you know, if you're going to go through all that, then he said, well, you might as well put a funny car cage in there. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't need all that. But
I like the way the funny car cage look, but you know, I don't want to look funny inside the funny car cage.
You know, I'll tell you, now, when I drove a funny car, because you're in the middle, you know, sitting in the car, so when that body comes out, you just over the side and you roll out of the car. But when you have a funny cage car in the car and, you know, you're sitting on the driver's side, you don't quite have that room to get out. And that cage has to be built to you. So when they put that funny car cage in, you got to be where you're at driving the car. And then that's how comes a lot of them sit back so far so you can have that room to get out. But then at the same time, if you're too far back, and yeah, you have that edge bar. It's gonna mess things up a little bit.
Yeah. Because see,
go ahead.
I said I got nose bars on my car. I got a 10-point, and I got the nose bars on there. I was just saying, if I wanted to put fiberglass doors, that you know, if I smack the wall, and I hit those fiberglass doors, that X bar is going to be there to protect me. So,
you know what? I got the perfect guy right here that can answer this question for you. Let me get him in, man. Big Jack, you there, baby?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here, Chael.
What's going on, baby?
How you doing, man? What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man, we're doing good, man.
That's good. That's good.
Got a quick
What's
question for you now, man.
Uh huh.
We're gonna jump you right into the fire right now with this. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that putting in that X bar on the door? Now I know you had it on your car because you had that whole different style of car, but with more of a street car kind of track car.
Well, the X brace is to keep, you know, say, like, if you get T-boned or something like that, you know, keep something from coming in on you. Talk about in the doorway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you got to have an expiration, you know. Plus, it stretches the cage, too, from front to back. But that's the main purpose of the expiration.
As far as getting in and out, that's pretty difficult, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, bro, no doubt. And then you imagine a dude big like me. I'm 6'4", 295 pounds. So, you know, it's rough getting in and out. But, you know, when you need it, you'd be glad to have it. You know, in all them years you had to struggle getting in and out of it, it's worth it. But you got to have it, brother. I mean, I can remember back in the days we used to jump in the cars and all they had was little four-point cages on, you know. Nowadays,
yeah.
Fast as they're going and all the stuff that's happening with these cars, you know, a slow car nowadays is a doggone 9-second car, you know. And back in the day, 9-second car was like the baddest car around. We consider a 9-second car slow car. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's slow, but it's considered to be a slower car, you know. But so you can get messed up real bad in a 9-second car.
Yeah. So you run an X-bar on the car you drive, or?
Yeah, well, actually, the car that I just built right now had a little semi-6-point cage in it, so no, it does not have the full cage in it, but I actually just picked up another race car today, and it's got a full Cajun with the X-Brakes and all that stuff in it. And my car that I just told you about that I'm building, although it don't have the X-Brakes, I am going to probably put a couple, you know, shakedown runs on it without extending the cage, but soon it will have a complete cage in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all about safety, man. You know, that stuff is super important. You know, you don't need it. You don't need it until, you know, you get in trouble and have an accident, kind of like driver license, you know. You don't need a driver license until the police pull you over.
Yeah. I know down here in the South, they love running these street cars on the track, running 590s, 580s in a quarter mile, no roll cage, no nothing.
That's a fact. That's a fast car, man. A 580 car can run, you know, shoot, 9 flat, 890. You know, that's a pretty fast car.
Yeah. I don't care to be in nothing that fast without a roll cage.
Well, I got you. I'm the same way, too, but I'm kind of have to get out of the norm for a minute, car, because I definitely ain't going to just let it sit till I get a cage. I'm going to run it, you know. I'm going to shake it down, but eventually here soon, when I can get it in somewhere, I'm going to go ahead on and have them to finish the cage out in it.
Yeah.
The cars, you know.
That picture I sent you last week?
Yeah. I got it after we got off the phone. Yeah, sure did.
That's the one I was driving back then when you was out in Pomona. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, that car. I remember it. Yeah, sure did. Mm-hmm. You know who got some pictures of us running pro stock down there in Pomona is Raylo. One of the other guys been around us a long time with racing, and he used to follow the NHR. He got some pictures of the pro stock down. He sent me one day with my car and Rear Morse and them car right next to Rear Morse and them. They trailer and all that, so you could see all that. He's got those pictures still.
Yeah, he's supposed to be bringing them to 41. The show's
Raylo got a bunch of stuff, man. He got a bunch of old stuff, you know. That's pretty funny. He got some stuff for me, got dog, when I had a head full of hats.
Wow. Yeah, man, you know what? I was just messing around on a computer one night, and I said, you know, let me see if I can find that funny car I used to drive, and I Googled Gentle Ben Funny Car, and a couple other pictures came up. I'm like, I'll be goddamn. And I think who has the car now is the guy who actually owned the car. His name was Ben something, and then the guy I drove for bought the car from him. And Ben was still driving it, and Ben wanted to, I think Ben sold the car because he wanted to get an alcohol dragster.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold the funny car to Ron Dixon, and then he drove it until Ron was able to find a driver. And then that's where I stepped into the picture, and then I took over the ride from there.
I definitely remember the car.
Yeah,
hey, you want to see some cool stuff, Tayo? Some old funny cars and stuff from back in the day? Type in US 30 drag strip, you know, the US 30 drag strip that we talk about so much. Type it in, and just they got hours and hours of funny cars and stuff like that. I'm talking about Fred Gross and all those guys and Jungle Jim, and I'm telling you, everybody, man.
Yeah, didn't Arnie, wasn't that his track, Arnie with the GTO, was Brunswick, Arnie Brunswick?
Beswick, you talking about Arnie Beswick? He actually ran there a lot. No, he didn't own the track, but he, you know, being in the Midwest, he ran there a lot.
No, but I mean, that was one of his like his home tracks, wasn't it?
Yeah. He
I remember that track, man. I do, man. I remember that track.
Yeah.
I remember being at that track for something. I don't remember what it was, but it's like in my memory, I just remember driving down the highway and you turn left. And then you
heard it the last time you talked about it.
Yeah,
everything that you said was exactly what you said. It was about 500 feet off of Route 30 when you make the left-hand turn in the gas station.
You made the left-hand turn right into the track,
Yeah,
no, I remember, man. I remember that track. I just... yeah, I'm going to look that up, man. I'm going to look at those pictures and everything because that was... I remember that was one of the... No, that track was one of the tracks they always talked about, you know...
Mm-hmm.
That was just like Orange County was out here, and you know, that was one of the tracks that were, and you know, I kept thinking US 131, but then and then I'm like, you know, it just didn't sound familiar to where it was at, and I'm like, man, you know, and then I don't know what it was. I think Big Bro was talking about US 30. Or something happened, and I'm like, maybe it was US 30 that I was at, and I kept thinking it was 131. But US 30, I definitely remember, man. I definitely remember US 30.
Yeah, that was a place to be, boy. I'm telling you, in the Midwest. But it was all type of West Coast, East Coast, Southern. I'm telling you, once you go on there, and start. You can spend a whole day. I'm talking about a full day, 24 hours. That's how much memorabilia that they have there, you know, and
wow.
Pictures and everything. It's just on and on and on. You're gonna have to pull yourself away, bro.
No shit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now that's,
hey,
where,
I think
that's where the glass and all those cars were at, though, right? They did a lot of. That's like all the wheel standards started from out there, wasn't it?
Yep. Henry Underglass, Hell on Wheels, Little Red Wagon, Chevy Rebellion. I remember when the Bob Most first built that semi. He debuted it at US 30, the jet truck, Bob Most. Yep, that's where he debuted it at US 30.
Yep, that place opened up the door for a lot of that stuff, man.
Yeah, that's where I first drove a race car, first track I ever been down the racetrack in.
Wow.
Hey, tell you who you got? That's Ford guys. They're like Ford. I'm talking about complete Ford, Ford drive train, everything.
Who do I know that has one?
That likes them. And that might be interesting in buying one.
What, you got a Mustang?
No, I got a Fairmont.
Track ready?
Huh?
Is it a track ready race car?
It's a back half car. Yeah, it's a drag car. Really
what
pretty car. Really pretty car. Really put together nice.
Is it going as a roller?
I will sell a roller, but I will sell a turnkey too. It got a real decent motor.
You know, I do know a few people out here that are into Ford. I got a guy who's got a shop that he got. You know, he's a Ford guy.
What you asking for?
I'm gonna call me offline and we'll go over the details and everything. Write my number down.
Okay.
It's 708.
What was that?
708. 708. Yeah, 708-473-2502.
Okay.
Just call me offline, you know, anytime after the show or tomorrow, and I'll go in and, you know, I'll explain it all. I just don't want to, you know, speak everything in my mind.
I know somebody looking for one in Fairmont.
I got a nice one, bro. Four link up on it, 9-inch Ford, AFCO shocks, digital ignition, MagnaFlow fuel system, EGT computer in it. It's set up for a big block. Got a killer set of headers. It's turnkey right now. I mean, it's race ready. I'm gonna run it Tuesday, unless somebody buys before I run it. But I got the car turnkey. Super nice paint job.
What's
super
in there, nice. Big block?
Big block Ford, yep. With a dead and bare power glide in it.
Yeah.
All ass shifted. I mean, it's nice, bro. When I tell you nice, it's nice. external oil systems, fogger system on it. You know, it's pretty fast car without the Mac.
I almost want to sell my car to get that one.
I got it. I can shoot you some pictures of it, too, when you call me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Taylor, I just wanted to touch base with you, let you know I'll be supporting you, bro. I'm on,
all right, man.
I'm going to lay it down for the night. But all you fellas, man, good to hear from y'all. Y'all take care. Just give me
hey,
a shout out. Right. Yeah.
Before you go, man, Sleepy, trying to come out to Byron. You going to be there on the Saturday?
I'm going to be there. Well, you know my race is the second and the third, but what I'm going to do is
go.
I'm going to go to Donier race too, but I will go to my race first, and then I'm going to leave my race and go to Donier race for a few hours just to support him, and then I'm
right.
going to come back to mine for the third. But, yes, we will be there both days.
Okay, because Sleepy's coming up here. He's going to be here from, matter of fact, he's leaving tomorrow. He's going to be here for the 19th, this 26th, Little Tony. And then we're going to go over to your race, Byron. And then
okay,
you know
that my race is the second and third, and I think Daniel's race is the second. And I just, for the people that want to support both of us, actually the track where Daniel booked probably ain't more than an hour and 20 minutes from the track where my race is at. And
right.
In order to get to the track that Donier at, is, you know, you got to go past where my track is at. So it wasn't meant to happen like that, but it's not really all that bad, though. You know what I'm saying? Because all the guys that's going to run at Donier's race actually got an opportunity to run an extra day if they come over there to my race, and it's all en route of coming back home.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Byron before.
Cordova's actually a good track too. Now they had an ADRL race there last year, so I mean, you know, ADRL ain't gonna be going in no tracks that they don't feel that's decent, you know.
Right.
So yeah,
okay.
And we're gonna do that. So if the guys don't know how to get to where Adanya yet, just come over to Rockford where we at, and we all get together and we go over there, because I figure about. By 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I should be headed over by Donier's, you know, to support him.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Well, just give me a call. Who is Shady Bay?
Yeah,
I got my number. You got my number, Shady. Just call me at any time. If you call me tonight, I'm gonna, you know, I probably won't turn the phone off for about another 30, 40 minutes because I kind of wind down and then I turn the phone off. But if you don't call me till tomorrow, it's cool.
Okay.
All right. Y'all take it easy, guys.
All right, Drag. We'll talk to you, man.
All right.
Later, boss.
Yeah, that's a man to ask questions. I'll tell you. If you need something answered quick, well, he got one for you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and invest that little $50 with SW Race Car ordering the X bar.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have, like I said, man. As far as, I mean, you can't cheat safety. You can, that people are going nowadays.
Yeah, they're probably going to laugh at me. Open that door, man, you got an eight bar in that car. Well, they're already laughing at me now because I'm running with a roll cage and everybody else racing without one. But,
They're going to be in the hospital with their jaw wired up where they can't laugh.
They'll see the light one day.
That's only if they're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Fast as they're going, that's only if they're lucky. Yeah, the guy last week before last flipped over the guardrail. That was last week.
At Mandrell's place.
Yeah, the guy hit the guardrail. The guardrail's at that track already low, and the guardrail just buckled. He flipped over the guardrail, but luckily he had a full roll cage in that Mustang. Young boy, about 19, 20.
Wow.
He hopped out.
Nah, you know what? I don't know that I'd want to drive a car without a roll cage on the street anymore. Just simply, I mean, it's one thing at the track. You know, when you put it on the street, you're adding a whole bunch more obstacles in there.
Yeah.
You definitely want as much protection as possible.
And that boy and I had a roll cage in that car last week. Yeah, it had been a bad situation. I mean, because he rolled it off into the woods pretty bad.
Yeah, like I said, man, as soon as I get ready to put my motor in the car, start putting it together, I take the big block out, I'm going to have the X bars put in and go from there.
I was looking at some of your pictures on Facebook. Man, that car do an awesome wheel stand. Imagine what it's going to do with that turbo.
Hopefully we try to keep it down.
Might have to put some lenses on that thing.
I don't run any wheelie bars.
You might have to put some limiters on that thing, trying to brace it to the ground a little bit.
Okay, you want to hear the funny part?
What's that?
That car's got limiters on it. They just ain't helping, man. They just ain't helping.
It's just violent like that.
The car used to go up higher. The car used to... There's some older pictures that I don't have before I put the anti roll bar on there, because it would twist and it would come up pretty high. Then I figured I'd put that anti roll bar on it, and then it would keep it down, you know, and now that didn't help. Then they said, well, put some limiters on them. Tighten it up, and the first pass I went, the 60-foot was way off, so I started loosening them, so I started getting my 60-foot back a little bit, and then I left them there, and now the car, the pictures that you see, that's what the limiters on it, set it to where the car will run the best.
Mm.
So I just got to drive it out. Just hold on and have a Coke and a smile and shut the hell up, man. Just drive it.
What kind of back half you got, Tail?
It's a four-link. But the guy who had that car that I bought it from, I bought the roller from him, he was setting up the car to run on the street. You know, it was going to be a street car, daily driver kind of thing, but he was going to race it on the street. But my four-link bars, compared to a regular four-link, mine are real short.
What is it, a big block or a small block car?
In those pictures, it had the small block in it.
Yeah.
It's got the big block in it now. And, I thought with the extra weight in the front end, it would keep the front end down.
Hmm.
Yeah, that didn't help either. So,
that's a light car.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's pretty light, but you know, it's got a good center, and the car goes straight as an arrow. It doesn't care what motor's in it. And I thought maybe I'd have to change the rear tires on when I put the big block on it. That car will hook on steel plates, man. I don't have any problem with that car hooking.
Answer this question. When people say the car goes straight as an arrow, what causes it to go straight as an arrow? What is it that you can change in the car that make it go straight like that?
I think it's the angle, the pinion angle, for one. I think the how you have your four-link set up, or however you have your set, the
the rear axle being perfectly straight and not off a little bit. Tire pressure. I think the anti-roll bar has a lot to do with it. So it's a combination of things. I don't think it's just one thing.
Now, when I bought my car, the guy told me, he said, man, I ain't trying to tell you this just because you're buying the car, because I had to board the car. I had all the money up there. He said, but, man, this car, it hooks hard. It goes straight as an arrow. You almost can take your hand off the wheel. He said, I wouldn't do it, but he said, you almost can take your hand off the wheel, and this car goes straight as an arrow. So.
Yeah,
that's fine.
What helped my car also, too, is when I had my car lined, the front end aligned, I had them jack up the car about 4 inches, and then I had my tires aligned there. So when my car's sitting, it looks like my front tires are cockeyed.
Yeah.
So when I'm going down the track and all the load is on the back, my car rides. My front wheels are straight. That's why when I know when I land, my steering wheel doesn't even turn, or what, the car leaves straight up in the air. And when I land, it's almost like a jet plane landed. It lands straight. I got that steering wheel that's got that yellow mark right on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is make sure that's pointing straight up and down, because I know my tires are straight up and down.
Yeah, I got white tape on my steering wheel for that.
Yeah, same thing, man. You know, and I don't have any issues. You know, it's, but I love that car. I mean, that car fits me. See, I couldn't put a funny car cage in that car because, you know what, like Drag said, he's 6'4", or, you know, well, that seat's going to be way back, so that cage will be way back, so he's still going to roll out of it. Now, I'm not 6'4". If I put a funny cage, and I like to be right up on top of the wheel, if I put a funny car cage in my car, that top bar might even hit the steering wheel. I have no way out. So that's why I leave that alone, man. You know, putting a funny car cage in the car is just, you know, it's designed to fit you. When you go to sell the car, you know, you got to try and sell, hopefully, to somebody who your height or, you know.
My car would look funny with a funny car cage on a 28-10-5 slit. I mean, that looks, you know, those cars look good if you got a back half like that, but you got a little small slit.
Well, I got a 28 on my car. My car, the tire on my car, that's a 28.
Yeah. That one.
I run the Mickey Thompson tire because it's 11 and a half.
Yeah. You got a W, don't you?
Nope. That's a 28-11-5 tire.
Now, I got Mickey Thompson's on in there, but I'm going to put a new set of Hoosier slicks on. I just like the way the Hoosiers look. They look a little bit better than them.
As soon as these tires, I get great tire wear out of my slicks. I swear to God I do. But it's an old trick that I learned when I had my drag bike. When I get home, like after a race, I get cellophane and I wrap my slicks. And what it does, I wrap them because it keeps the tire moist.
Yeah.
And that I used to do that on my drag bike. So, you know, it was just, I get great life out of my slicks. I mean, I've had them on the car right now for about a year and a half, and my 60-foot, they haven't dropped off or nothing yet. So I'm probably gonna go to the Hoosier. I'll probably go to the Hoosier after these tires wear out.
Yeah. They just look good with all those white letters. To me, they do. Nicky Thompson, they probably would look good if they had more white letters on them, but I just always like the way the Hoosiers look.
You gonna go to that stiffer wall? I think the Hoosiers have a stiffer wall too, don't they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they got a stiff wall. Hoosier got a stiff wall.
So that's another plus.
Why you say that's a plus? You know what? I had a buddy that had a 69 Camaro that used those stiff walls. His car never hooked up like it was supposed to. And he put them other ones on there, the soft ones on there, and his car hooked up real good. It just depends on the car.
Yeah, that's true, too. Hey, you know what? My car, I have those QA1s on the rear shocks, but they're the street shocks. They're not even the drag shocks.
What shock is it?
It's a QA1, but they're the street shocks.
Yeah, I had a set of QA1s on my on the boob before I switched over to Corlo. They work good.
Yeah, I mean I haven't had any problems with as far as
I got competition engineering on mine right now, but I like to put some QA1s on there. They're just expensive, real expensive.
Yeah, you know, when I got my car, I did because we started putting it together, and that's when Pink's All Out came out. And I'm like, oh man, we started just mad dogging the car, trying to get it ready, doing this, doing that. And originally I wanted to put a big block in it back then, but then it was like, didn't have time. I had my small block out of my other car. I figured, yeah, we're just going to put this in it. And got it all together. And then we went to, I went to Irwindale with it. And the car was twisting in the air, and it kept jumping into the other lane. It kept going right into the other lane. And I was like, shit. And then a buddy of mine came over, and he's the one who set the whole geometry of the car up. And it hasn't been touched since. And he's the guy when right when we were pulling into Vegas, we got a phone call. He had a heart attack right in the water box. He was testing his car, and then he was leaving to come out to Vegas for Pink's All Out. He had a heart attack right in the box.
Mm.
So my car was actually the last car that he worked on before he passed away.
Man.
And so, you know, the suspension has been dead nuts. I never had any complaints, any nothing. Car's never had traction problems. Never had. There was once I got out of the groove because that was driver error, but you know, just tugged a little bit to the right and the car got back in the groove and. Really, I mean, anybody could drive this car if they got in it and just stepped on the gas and went. It's that easy of a car to drive. I'm hoping and praying that it does just what it does now with a turbo motor.
Mm. Probably might have to tune the chassis all over again for that.
Yeah, I may, because you know the front end of my car is all stock. I mean, it's all, you know, Vega A arms and all that stuff like that. I had to change the spring for the base lock, but it's still got, you know, Vega front brakes on the front and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, adjustable uppers and all that stuff on the back.
No, the springs on the back of the car are they're the ones just have to, you unscrew them to get the, it doesn't have the knobs to adjust them.
I'm saying the upper control arms on the back, they're adjustable.
Oh, no, on the back, none of my shocks are adjustable. I mean,
I'm talking about the arms on top of the, are they adjustable?
No.
So you're running stock type arms on the back too?
On the four link?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of four link they are.
Oh, okay.
It's not a factory four link. What's that?
It's not a factory four link.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. But I'm a little nervous that the bars are so short on that four link. But it hasn't had any effect on the car, the way the car runs or the way the car hits or anything like that.
Mm. Sounds like you set up pretty good.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good little car, man. I mean, I can't complain about it.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, you got to stay away from them Vegas because, you know, short wheelbase. And they lay the track pretty easy and let you get the panel, let you get the wagon. But,
I haven't had any problems. I haven't had any problems with the car walking away from me or anything like that.
I'm going to send you a check so I can cash you out tomorrow. And I'm gonna go race Tyson.
Yeah, we gonna take that $3,000 28 enclosed trailer and come get it.
Right.
Well, Tyson, I tried texting him tonight. He said he was gonna have oil pressure in a couple weeks. Man, he might be working on his car right now.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Tyson. You remember Tyson? The one that's getting the Super Sport.
Yeah, I'm going to have oil pressure next month.
Wow. Dragon's sending me pictures of the Fairmont right now.
Tell him to send it to Shank and Bake.
Man.
Hey. Brandon, if you're out there listening, you better be tuning it up. That's all I say.
Wow. That's a nice car.
Tell him, send it to me, Tail.
I don't know what he's going to do when his bed's up on his back.
What's that?
I don't know what Brandon's going to do when his bed's up on his back.
Screen. I know I would. Well, bears up on my back. I'm gonna scream like a bitch.
You know I call it. You know I call the car the great grape eight. So you know what that grape eight is. You know he's known for riding on top of cars.
You know when you said that, man. You know what came to my mind. Have you seen that thing on Facebook where there's a
a monkey that's on the hood of the car, and there's people are driving, and then another monkey comes running alongside the car and jumps off top of the car. Have you seen that one?
Oh, I ain't seen it.
And then they're driving down the road, and the female monkey gets on all fours, and the other one stands up right behind and starts banging around the hood of the car when they're driving down the road. Hysterical.
Man. Yes, a lot of people talk. A lot of people talking about my car, man. Like I said, I got my blade sharpened real good, so when I cut somebody's head off.
You know they're going to go right back in the bushes when it comes out. Look at the problem this Super Sport's having, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy told me at the track, man, I don't want no problems with Miss Super Sport. She got way more motor than me.
She should start showing up at the street races with a weed whacker. I'm going in the bushes to find these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it. See, I got my crew chief up there in Detroit, man, so I ain't worried about
him. Who the hell is that? you talking about Kwame Kilpatrick?
No, I said my crew chief. Shake and bake.
Who is he?
Look at him, he's disowned me already.
I don't know him, man. Is he in the magazine? Is he in the magazine with Airwolf supplies and stuff?
Hey, you see, that's how they do, Teo. I get oil pressure. They disown me then before I get oil pressure.
Wait, say that again.
I said it did on me. My crew chief been fired itself already.
Hey, all you have to do is get one of them cakes, Miss Super Sports Maker. And I'll punch that clock right back.
Man, that cake good, man. I got one on the table right now. She made me a red and green velvet cake. But
next time
I tell her no more green. I want more green food color.
Why?
Because I think I'm seeing St. Patrick's Day on the other end.
You stupid.
Like, yeah, but I got a leprechaun jumping out of me now.
Hey, Georgia, you see that little leprechaun?
Yeah, I got a leprechaun jumping out of me now.
God, she sent me a picture of that cake. I said, God damn, Georgia boy already took a chunk out the side of that cake.
Man, that cake almost gone. I probably got about two slices left.
Man, hey, I'm the only one
eating it.
And I'm trying to get me one. She says she's going to send me a cake, but I think it's going to be too much hell to try to send that joker next day here. I call UPS, FedEx. Hey, to send that cake next day air, you know that cake got to go through two inspections. It's got to go through two inspections, and it's got to go through hazmat.
Well, yeah. Is it a yellow cake?
No, a red velvet.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, you
hear
what Dave Chappelle talked about, the yellow cake shit.
Yeah, they have a cake. You got to go through hazmat and all that stuff so they can get their slice.
Then
you can see them what's left.
Right. I'm going to get some crumbs at my front doorstep.
You see a whole lot of fingerprints in the icing.
They going to say, well, Shake and Bake, we had to test the cake. Smacking their lips and can on.
Hey, Shake, did you get a picture? Did you get that picture, Shake, of my coffee cup?
Yeah, with the flip flop.
Yeah, I'm out of control, ain't I?
When you gonna send the rest of that stuff?
I gotta send it Monday, but I'm gonna send it express on Monday.
Okay.
So you should get it like on Tuesday or Wednesday, or at least by Wednesday.
I'll be looking for it. I just won't say nothing about it.
Yeah, man, you gotta take a picture when he sees it. I wanna see the look on his face when he opens it up, man. All
right.
In case he's in the bushes right now listening right now. I don't want to give nothing away.
Right. Matter of fact, he's supposed to have been on the show. Unless his battery didn't went dead again. Because I talked to him. Matter of fact, he called me at 9:15 and stayed on the phone for about till 9:30. No. 9:15 to about 9:48. Tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, he hasn't been in. He hasn't checked in or nothing.
Let me see if I can
reach. He's still doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good, man. I told you he's going to be leaving out tomorrow, headed up here. He's going to stay for all three races.
I gotcha. All right, well, listen, man, I got to let everybody know real quick because my timer's running out right now. The show's going to cut off, but I want to be real quick. On August 3rd, August 2nd, that's the weekend of drag race, I will not be on the air. I got some personal things I got to take care of. But so we'll be off that night. We'll be back going at it the following week. So I just want to give everybody a quick heads up on that. Okay, so they call in and they don't hear nothing.
That's the night you're supposed to fly to China and bring my Chinese women.
What's that?
That's the night you're supposed to fly to China and bring me my Chinese women.
You wait, man. Wait till you see these Chinese women, man. You can come on the show the next week speaking Chinese.
You better not come back without them.
You're gonna have that. We're gonna call you shake and bake, mouth full of yen. That's what we're gonna call you, man. Mouth full of yen. All right, everybody. Well, I want to thank everybody. Smooth Criminal, Shake and Bake, Georgia Boy, Terrell, Big Drag, everybody for calling in and being part of the show tonight. And we will see everybody next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Mitch Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mitch Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.